Last month, I made hundreds of new sales from ads, grew my email list, called in the most amazing humans into my world with automated visibility by using ads as a sales and marketing tool, as well as a tool to run my business without me needing to be on. For every $1 I put in, I got $5 back. And one of my favorite stories from this whole campaign is a person who bought my $27 product had never seen me in their life before that ad, then went and binged my Instagram and saved stories like it was a Netflix TV show, triggered a keyword to listen to a podcast episode, and joined my largest offer days later. Seen with ads, loved through my brand, sold on the next thing, like the biz model I teach and preach here. And if you want ads to work like this for you too, my mission is to share absolutely everything I know with you. So today, that starts with the biggest mistakes I'm seeing people make with Meta ads right now, so you can avoid them and you can win so much faster. As a female online business owner with dreams of more income, more impact, and more freedom, you know there's more potential in your business waiting to be unlocked. But figuring out how to shape and transform your biz and get seen, loved, selling, and scaling can feel like, well, a mystery. So how do you cut through the noise, create offers that deeply resonate, sell and scale without you always being on, all while creating a life you love? That is exactly what this show is about. Welcome to Seen, Loved, Selling, Scale. I'm Corinda, your small biz marketing sidekick, digital offer strategist, and online biz bestie. With tens of thousands of digital offers sold, tens of thousands of people helped, and millions of dollars in revenue generated in my own business as a small business owner. And through this podcast, I am here to share it all. You'll gain clear, actionable insights, strategies, and shortcuts to master your online marketing, build scalable online offers, and create a business model that works for you as much as it works for your people, so you can grow your income, amplify your impact, and free up more of your time. Let's get started. All right, so before we get into the four mistakes I'm seeing right now with Meta ads and how you can avoid them, I want to set the scene for you because I want you to understand why I'm so passionate about this conversation right now. Like, I am always passionate about ads, but in this very moment, even more so. And I want to do that by walking you through a screenshot I have been staring at all week. It is the Instagram organic reach rate over the last 12 months, as tracked by social status. So tracking 60,000 plus real users data. The type of stuff IG, for example, doesn't tell us, but other platforms can. And in May 2025, that data told us the average reach rate for reaching our followers was 14.1%. So roughly 14% of your followers were seeing your content. It stayed pretty stable mid last year, June 15.5%, July 14.3%, August 15.6%. By September, it was up to 17%. Then we had a spike, happy days, by October, 20%. And by December 2025, it peaked at 23.75%. That was the high point. Now, let me tell you where it is right now. In April 2026, the Instagram organic reach rate is 9.06%. And this isn't just 1 month. February 2026, 10.54%. March 2026, 8.75%. So in just 3 months, we have gone from over 23% reach to barely 9%. That is more than half of our reach to our own followers gone. People who chose to follow us. People who said yes to being in our world. And we are now reaching less than 1 in 10 of them on average. And anyone who knows me knows my position on this. I love Instagram. I think it is a fantastic tool. I believe it has a huge place in business, our brand, our portfolio, and organic sales. I am not anti-Instagram, and I am absolutely not anti-organic. But I am very firmly anti-organic only, full stop, because I believe we have a job as biz owners to get seen, loved, and selling. And if you are relying on organic reach alone in this environment, you are essentially handing your business over to the algorithm and just hoping it has a good day for you. So the question I want you to ask yourself today is this: am I getting seen enough? And if the answer is no, you can absolutely do more socials. You can keep trying to hack the algo. You can keep posting and hoping. Or The other answer is ads. And I genuinely believe ads are a tool every business owner should be using, and often from much earlier than people actually turn to them, because ads are so damn versatile, can be run on such low budgets, and then you grow your budget as you grow with them. You have got engagement ads where you might have a killer piece of content, but it didn't get pushed enough on it. You have a ManyChat keyword that moves people into your world. Ad spend behind this to either a cold audience or getting back in front of your warm audience could make that piece of content move your biz with its potential unlocked. You have got traffic ads. You are likely creating content in your world, right? Your podcast, your blog, your Instagram, your YouTube. You want that to be seen, but the organic only reach feels like it's ripping off what that piece of content deserves. Ads can get more people to that content. Again, either cold, aka new people, or your warm, aka current audience, for the smallest cost. You have got lead ads that send people to freebie funnels or webinars that then sell offers of any price. And of course, you have got sales ads, direct to low ticket offers for cold audiences, or direct to any offer for warm audiences. I call these my ads engines. And at any time, turning just one of these on can be a game changer for what you need to grow, and to grow with more ease too, instead of being always on. If you want me to walk you through every single one of these, exactly what they do, what they cost, and they can start from as little as $5 a day, head over to my Instagram and DM me the word clarity, and I will send you a free video that breaks it all down for you if you are visual and want to dive more into this. But today in this episode, I want to talk about things that matter for every engine I just spoke about or break down in that video. How to run ads well when you are already running them or thinking about starting. Because here is the thing, ads can be so easy. I have taught hundreds of solopreneurs to run their own ads. I have run my own ads the entire time I have been in business. I still run my own ads to this very day. And my methods work right now in this new world after Meta ads changed heavily in November 2025. But I also see why ads do not work for some people. And that is what I want to dig into today. Because if you want ads to work for you, I want to share absolutely everything I know with you. And that starts right here with the four biggest mistakes I am seeing people make with Meta ads right now, so you can avoid them, with the last being the most important too. And with them all, you can win this marketing and automation method so much faster. Let's get into it. Mistake number one, you think it is targeting that makes your ads work, and it's not. That is how we ran ads in 2024 and before. And look, I get it. Maybe you think that's important because you're hearing stuff about ads from old, out-of-date information, or you heard people talk about that in the past, or you have been running ads for a while and that has stuck with you. I need you to hear this now, though. Targeting is now done almost automatically by Meta, and it's time to realize it's not the key it used to be for you to control, which also takes the pressure off and opens ads up to even more people and not just media buyers that know all these interests. And I want to start here because this is genuinely a question I get asked in my DMs about ads. People reach out and they say to me, Corinda, can you share your targeting with me? What targeting are you using? Or people saying, I want to reach these people. What targets should I put into the ads manager? And my answer almost always surprises people, because I normally say something like, my targeting is the least important thing about my ads. I will tell you, but it's not the secret that is going to help you the most. Because myself and my students are either targeting broad targeting, meaning we literally only put in countries and gender and our IC's age and let Meta do the rest. Or we put those things in with literally one interest keyword to nudge the system in the right direction when starting ads in a new account or for a new product. That is it. No secret competitor custom audience by paying for scraping tools. No huge stack of interest targeting that you worry if you get the wrong targets, your ads are ruined. No layers of fancy hacks that give you a tech headache. Just age, gender, location, and then either giving Meta a nudge towards one single interest or giving Meta complete control. Now, do not get me wrong. There are some really cool ways you can find that interest to nudge Meta towards if you want to. You can learn off how you are being targeted in your own feed to find that one or two interest nudges. That is very real. But the idea of targeting being the thing that is going to get you results anymore, that is over. The algorithm is way smarter than that now. A retrieval system called Andromeda and a few other techie pieces called Gem and Lattice fully rolled out at the end of November 2025, and it changed everything. The names don't matter. What matters is that you know Meta significantly upgraded its hardware and its AI, and the way it now looks in your ad account at your ads. It does something called retrieval using this new tech, picking the right ads from the ads available to it, and then chooses who to bid to deliver them to in a more advanced way than ever before, meaning the tech built in automatically is way smarter. You don't have to tell it. It will figure it out from your ad itself, making ads targeting easier than ever. But too many people are still overcomplicating it from the old days when we didn't have this tech and targeting did actually matter way more because the AI inside Meta now reads everything on your ad itself. It doesn't need you to tell it these ads have to get in front of these people who showed interest in this or followed this person, etc. It looks at your ads and goes, oh, I know what this is about and I have people it would be perfect for as they are looking up those terms already or watching content like this on the platform or are in this group, etc., etc. It takes in the speaking if it is a video, the still text if it is an image. It looks at your actual creative, the video, the people you are using, the images you are showing. It reads your caption, it reads your headlines, every single word. And from that, that is how you target now. So if you are sitting here listening to this and you have been spending hours obsessing over your audience targeting, layering interest, trying to crack the code of who Meta should send your ad to, or that part was something you thought you had to learn, I want you to take a big, deep breath and I want you to let that pressure go. Because the work has shifted. It is not in the targeting tab anymore. It is in what you are putting on the ad itself, which brings me directly to mistake number two. And this is a big one. You are not creating the right creative. And when I say creative, I mean the actual ad people see to win your person and to win the algorithm. Because that, my friends, is how you win at ads right now. Let me tell you what I am seeing in real time. My students' ads are killing it, absolutely killing it. And meanwhile, I have people in my DMs saying they cannot scale their ads. They are trying lots of different audience targeting, the thing that won't help anymore. They keep getting high cost or high frequency on their ads, which means the same people are seeing them over and over again, and they are not reaching new people. So why is there such a huge difference between these two groups? It comes down to this. My students understand that we need to create different categories of ad creative. And these different categories of creative do two jobs. The first job, they speak to the right pain point or desire or situation or angle that your ideal customer is thinking about. So you have got different angles speaking to different pools of people inside that one ideal customer group. And we write and speak with messaging that makes them want to act. The second job, they help the algorithm find your different people because you are using different keywords, different styles, different visuals that different groups of people would relate to. And the algorithm can look at that and go, okay, this pool of ads is for these people and this pool of ads is for these other people. It means the algorithm can go and fish in two different ponds, as I like to say, and ads scale that way because way too many people are making ads, but speaking to the exact same things over and over. Meta never gets the chance to expand who that ad goes to. Now, here is the other big creative mistake I am seeing right now. People are making ads that all look the same as the other ads they have running. Big no, no. Meta wants diversification. So if I am putting six ads on, it is not just my brand color in the background with text on top, with each one saying something slightly different and thinking that is going to work. Nope, it will not. Meta sees that as not being diverse and you do not get the most out of your test. What you want to do instead is mix it up. You would do one ad with a photo of you, one with a photo of the product, one with your brand color, one as a speaking reel, one as a B-roll video, one as a mock-up. And then you would remember that what you write on that ad and what you write in your caption, that is your targeting. And I want to give you an example of a brand who does this so brilliantly. And I want you to listen to this even if you are not in e-com like these guys are, because I promise you every single business type can learn from this brand. These are superstars at nailing Meta's new algorithm. And you can learn from them for service-based ads, low-ticket ads, lead gen, everything. Because you don't want to look at what they sell, but how they sell it with ads. It is a brand called True Classic. They sell men's clothing, mostly t-shirts, in fact, plain t-shirts with some selling points like tight across your shoulders and loose on your stomach. And they could absolutely come out with different variations of the message, buy our shirts or need a shirt that makes you feel XYZ with a professional photo and call it a day, like way too many businesses do. But instead, they get the way the algo works. So they have ads that speak to men who want to look good on dates and how this shirt will make them look and feel so good. They have ads that speak to men who work out and they show how their shirts are perfect for the gym. They have ads that talk to men who are self-conscious and they show how the shirt is tight on the shoulders but not on the stomach. They talk to partners selling this shirt to them for their man. Now, if they had just said, buy these great shirts, they would be fishing in one pond with one type of ad showing a model. Their results would be insanely capped. But because they have built different creative for different ponds, they now get to send ads to dating men, gym guys, dad bods, partners, and they are massively successful with their people and with the platform because of it. Now, I know if you are newer to ads, this might feel like a lot to take in. And believe me when I say in my Easy Ads Engines training, I break this down over a few lessons with examples to see all this and then done for you templates and formats, etc. So it is so easy to digest and you feel so confident. It's called Easy Ads Engines for a reason, as you can have ads up of any kind in less than a day with everything handed to you, not needing to work any of this out as I have done it all for you and will hand it over to you. So it's so easy to understand and take action, showing you as well in my own account too. But the simple version of it is this: how can you make ads that look organic so people want to stop and look at them because they do not feel like ads? On those ads, how can you talk about the pain points and desires and aspirations and situations of your ideal customer? So they want to click and come into your world for whatever engine you are running, whether that is traffic to your content or sending them to become a lead or sending them to an offer that helps them deeply. And in that text, how can you tell Meta who this ad should be for by signaling with the keywords you are using? And then the next week or the week after, how can you create another ad set doing all of that? But this time, try a different angle, because that is how you start fishing in different ponds. That is how your ads start working in 2026. So that is mistake number two. Let's talk mistake number three. And this one makes me genuinely a little bit sad every time I see it, because I lived this too. And I wish if I could change anything about my business journey, it would be this. And it's that people are starting ads way too late in their journey. And I did this too, burning out before I realized ads could carry so much of the load for me, that they could have unlocked more of my potential, made my effort in go further out in the world and give me a business that didn't fully rely on my manual efforts. And I do not mean ads just for sales. I talk a lot about sales for sure. I am so passionate about sales ads, about making direct sales for low ticket offers that then lead people to other offers, or making high ticket sales because you used ads to bring people to a nurture point that then sells your high ticket offer. Those are amazing moves with ads. But I mean, I wish people knew about all the kinds of ads they could run even very early on in their business journey at every budget. Ads that make businesses grow faster, feel better, and your efforts go so much further. Let me give you an example of what I mean outside sales ads, which are the obvious one. Let's say you have made a podcast. You can think of any example of marketing in your head as I tell this story. You are putting in the effort to make the content. You are getting it seen organically by a portion of your audience. And you can see that when people actually find it and tune in, it works really, really well for your marketing funnel and your brand building. The calls to action land. People take action. People DM you saying they loved that episode. You can see the proof that this thing is doing its job, but you also know it has so much more potential. If only more people knew about it, you had some client interest or got some sales off it, but not enough. And that is the gap I want to talk about, because the answer to that gap can be ads. And you can plug that gap fast. An engine can be set up on a tiny budget to drive people to those episodes. So here is what I want you to hear me say. If you have indications that a place in your business works and you want to unlock the full potential of all that energy you are pouring in, that is when I would use an engine to point ads to it. In this case, for as little as $5 a day, you can boom the traffic to that one episode. And I get it, ads cost money. And maybe you're thinking about profit, which is so damn important. And yes, when I think about ads, I 100% know they use a small percentage, but still a percentage of my profit. But here is the bigger reframe I want you to take from this. That profit might not have existed at all if I did not get seen. So I would rather lose, and that is in air quotes, you cannot see, by the way, 10% of my profit by paying for ads than 100% of it by not putting those ads on at all and never unlocking the full potential in the first place. So if you have something in your business right now that you know works and you can feel it has so much more potential, if only more people knew about it, that power is in your hand through ads. And now let's finish up with mistake number 4. And this is the one I had to save for last because it ties everything together. This is the mistake that has people pulling ads out of their business growth and automation toolkit forever and writing them off entirely. And I hate that because it is so easy to throw money at Meta, not get the result you wanted, and say ads do not work. But I am here to tell you with all the love in the world that 95% of the time when someone tells me their ads did not work for them, it was not actually the ads so long as they set them up right. And to explain what I mean, I want to share an analogy with you that I use with all of my students. I teach this in the Easy Ads Engine. I am in every part of this with my students in the Scalable Business School. I know this analogy will tell you the most important thing you can think about in biz funnels, and it might genuinely change the way you think about ads forever. And that is the pizza shop analogy. So picture this, you are driving home from work and on the side of the road, there is a teenager in a mascot costume shaking a sign. The sign is so enticing. Amazing picture of cheesy pizza. The person stood on the road right where you could see them. The offer on the sign says 2 for Tuesday. They've got your attention. You pull off the road, pull into the car park, you go into the pizza shop, that sign spinner, that is Meta. They got that sign you designed in front of the right person on the right road. They did their job. You paid for that, just like you would pay that kid after high school to shake that sign for you. Now, what happens next inside that pizza shop is on you. Because if the menu is confusing, or the prices are wrong, or you do not have the flavors people wanted, or the brand leaves people not connected to you and not trusting you when they look around, or you didn't overcome objections, or the list goes on in what a business needs to do to close a sale, those people walk out. And truth is, you wouldn't go blame the sign spinner, right? Because it was not the sign spinner. They did their job. What happened next was your side of the pizza shop. So when ads do not work, what I want you to start asking yourself is this. First, if I am not getting the right people pull into my store, did I give the sign spinner the right sign, aka the right creative? That is critical here. But if you did and it's sending hungry traffic to you, but people are coming in then leaving without pizza in their hand, you have to assess your own business and offer instead. And let me give you a real example because I have a Scalable Business School student whose journey through this is the perfect proof. She came into SBS already with a low ticket offer. She wanted to focus on her ads, so we got her ads up and running. At first, her return on ad spend was 1.17. So for every $1 she put in, she got $1.17 back. Not losing money, bringing people into her funnel for her other offers, but not making real profit either on that first low ticket offer. And my preference is absolutely for my students to do that. So here is what is interesting. The ads themselves were performing well. All the metrics were in line. The sign spinner was doing great. People were pulling off the road and walking into her pizza shop. She could have so easily blamed the ads though, gotten frustrated and pulled them out of her toolkit forever. But instead, we walked through her whole pizza shop together. And when we audited her offer, we could see from our data, people were turning around and leaving at parts of her page. So she fixed her side of the pizza shop. She tweaked the offer. We turned the same ads back on, same targeting, same strategy. Her return on ad spend went from 1.17 to 3.77. So she started making that profit and bringing perfect people in. So the next time you run ads and they do not work the way you wanted, before you blame Meta, before you pull them out of your toolkit forever, before you say ads do not work, I want you to walk through your whole pizza shop because I promise you 9 times out of 10, the answer is somewhere in there. All right, so there you have the 4 mistakes and the 4 ways to win because ads are a small business superpower that I believe every biz owner should know how to run to anywhere they could benefit from them in their business. But running ads in 2026 means avoiding these common mistakes and knowing how to run them right. Easily, but right. You are not winning with targeting anymore. You are winning with creative. You are not waiting until you are big in air quotes to run ads or waiting to hire an agency. If something is working in your business and you can feel it has more potential, that is when you turn the engine on and you can DIY this and have the skills to run any engines in under a day. And if ads aren't getting you the results, you know, there is potential for, we aren't immediately firing the sign spinner and giving up on that type of advertising. We are checking we gave them the right sign and our pizza shop is able to convert traffic. And if this episode has lit a fire under you and you are sitting there going, okay, I want ads to work for me. Where do I even start? I have got you. The first thing I want you to do is head over to my Instagram and DM me the word clarity. When you do that, I am going to send you a free video that walks you through every single ad type I talked about today. Engagement ads, traffic ads, lead ads, sales ads, retargeting ads, what they do, what they cost, which one is right for your business and what stage you are at. They can start from as little as $5 a day. And that video will give you so much clarity on where to begin. Or if you have listened to this episode and you are like, Corinda, skip the video on what is possible. Just teach me how to run them properly in this new world, the way you run yours. That is exactly what my program Easy Ads Engine is for. Easy Ads Engine is all of the engines I just talked about in one place. Engagement, traffic, lead, sales, retargeting, taught in a way that is so easy to digest in under a day. So doable for solopreneurs, even if you have never touched ads before. And built specifically for how Meta ads work right now after the Andromeda update. It is the program I wish existed when I was starting out. And it is the one I designed for the woman who just wants to run her own ads profitably without the overwhelm. The link to Easy Ads Engine is in the show notes for you. So whether you are at the I just want clarity on what is possible stage or the I am ready to actually run my own ads properly stage, I have got something here for you. But whatever you do, remember, your job is to get yourself seen, loved, selling, and scaling. And you can be anti-organic only and run the easiest ads should you want to. I hope this episode has helped support you to feel more confident, more clear, and more empowered to use ads in your business in a way that makes sense for you, your stage, and your budget. Because ads should not be reserved for the women with big agencies, big budgets, and big teams. Ads should be in the hands of every single woman building a business right now who has something good to share with the world and wants more of the right people to find it. So go and run the easiest ads, avoid the four mistakes, and I will see you on the next episode. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Seen, Love, Selling, Scale podcast. I hope today's episode left you feeling inspired, fired up, and empowered to make serious moves that align with your goals and version of success, both in life and business. If you loved what you heard, head over to www.thisisco.com.au to find all the links and resources mentioned in today's episode. And if you aren't already following the show, make sure you hit that follow button so you never miss a future episode when it drops. I'll see you again next week, same time, same place, same goal to get you seen, loved, selling, and scaling. See you then.